A handful of people gathered at the fish waste compost site. Most were clad in muck boots in the muddy enclosure, but I noticed no one was holding their nose. Gabe Dunham, the Marine Advisory Program agent spearheading the fish compost project, said this, keeping the fishy smell to a minimum, is one of the big goals of the project.
We do that by covering all of compost piles in a fresh layer of topsoil. And then in addition to the topsoil, we use what's called compost tex, which is a sort of a fleece-like material that goes over the top of that and not only helps to hold the heat in, but it also helps to keep the rain out of the pile from getting the compost pile too wet. And if it weren't for the fact that I spilled a little bit of fish guts on the outside of the pile here, you wouldn't smell any fish right now. But yeah, that's just another thing I'll have to clean up before I go home.
Sticking out of each fleece-covered mound is a huge thermometer, which Dunham explains he'll use to make sure the heaps of waste are heating up enough to kill any harmful bacteria. The aim is to produce a rich fertilizer that's safe for people to use on their gardens. Hillary Strayer and Jared Moore were among the group gathered to learn about the composting process.
I'm used to organic material in this type of composting to be more plant and things like that. I had never thought of using fish, so that really surprised me that something like this could happen.
It's interesting. I didn't think it, got up to like 100, 120, 140 degrees when the stuff is starting to break down. Or it was interesting to see like the electric fence set up, and yeah, he's kind of got everything figured out.
With a couple of big piles in a row, Dunham says he's done collecting waste for the season. For now, there's not much more to do besides watch for bears and wait until everything's done cooking in the spring. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.